Well, as I mentioned at the start, this is our 22nd virtual service since the first one on the 29th of March, way back then, right at the start of the pandemic in lockdown one. So 10 months on and three lockdowns in UK later, we're still here with our desks, the ESC as we call them. Perhaps it's time to pause and reflect. What's still going on? Where are we in all this? In our first virtual service, I painted a picture of a three-legged stool. Some of you may remember this, like those typically used by milkmaids, which you can be used on any ground, flat or uneven, because with three legs, you'll always be able to sit on it. And I went on to apply this to ourselves, our entire being, thinking of body, mind, and spirit, and the need for our three legs to be grounded, particularly when life is uneven, unpredictable, uncomfortable, as it was becoming to be then, and certainly is now. So, are our own body, mind, and spirit legs supporting us as well as they should be in this incredibly confusing time? Is the balance between them level and strong enough to support us when life becomes uneven and challenging, as it is now? And challenging not just for us individuals, but for all our families, friends, our countries, and indeed the whole world. Well, our bodies and minds are almost certainly taking their toll in lockdown, even if we are not fully aware of it. Certainly, in the UK, mental health issues are increasingly talked about in both adults and sadly children. And there are some rather shocking statistics in today's paper. Five pupils in every classroom are likely to need clinical support due to lockdown mental health deterioration, according to research. A Cambridge University study found that the number of youngsters with mental health problems increased to one in six now. Another by Oxford University found that half people aged 16 to 25 are reporting mental health problems, with one in four unable to cope, says the Prince's Trust. This is shocking, isn't it? It's a great source of concern for all of us. And of course, that's not caused just by being confined to homes, but also through the schools being closed, little ones missing their education and their friends, while many parents at the same time are working from home with all the tensions and pressures involved. I saw a new expression yesterday, restriction fatigue, which perhaps says it all. And for many of us, we're not being able, older perhaps, not being able to see and famously hug our families is also very much a body and mind deprivation, which we have to live with. But the vaccinations are underway, so we all have hope. But what about our spirit leg? Are we letting the pandemic and all its ramifications dampen our spirits? Well, it would be surprising if we weren't, at least for some of the time. I'm sure we all have searching questions, almost impossible ones to answer. So maybe we ask them and then duck them. Where's God in all this? How can he allow this to happen? What is he saying to us today? And perhaps most importantly, how can I keep my faith strong, my spirit leg grounded? And on top of all the pandemic issues, there have been the Verbier ski deaths, tragedies very close to home, very close to our church, affecting us all in some way. We all love Verbier and know the mountains, and very well, of course, in the case of our 1936 SDC friends. And some of you knew the individuals, including a very popular and much-loved guide, we believe. So where is God in all that, and how can God bring comfort to the families and friends of those who died? Well, let's look at the Bible for help, for surely that is where our spirit is sustained and strengthened when the going gets really tough. The first reading, Psalm 23, read by Anna, "The Lord's My Shepherd." A song of worship by David, written around 1000 BC, no one's quite sure. So at least 3000 years ago. And remember, David was a shepherd who went on to be one of the greatest Old Testament leaders. And it's arguably the most well-known psalm, isn't it? And of course, sung in two or three lovely hymn versions. During his ministry, and also between his resurrection and ascension, Jesus often talks about sheep and shepherds, sometimes teaching in parables, for example, the lost sheep. than one sheep out of 100 who got lost and where the shepherd goes off to save. And Richard talked about sheep last week. Jesus saying to Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. But the greatest reference to sheep for us, I think, is in John's gospel when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. What will our shepherd, Lord, the psalmist's Lord, Jesus, our Lord, the one and the same Lord, what will he do for us if we let him? Well, it's all in the psalm. We will lack nothing. We will be led beside quiet waters, peaceful place. Our souls will be restored or refreshed. We will be guided along the right paths where God wants us to be. And when we walk through the darkest valley or the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you, my shepherd, are with me. You comfort me. Just like to read a short commentary from the Application Study Bible on that. Death casts a frightening shadow of us because we are entirely helpless in its presence. We can struggle with other enemies, pain, suffering, disease, injury, but strength and courage cannot overcome death. It has the final word. Only one person could walk with us through death's dark valley and bring us safely to the other side, the God of life, our shepherd. Because life is uncertain, we should follow this shepherd who offers us eternal comfort. Turning to our second reading by Nikki, and another Nikki Gumbel, very recently quoted, the words of Jesus are extraordinarily powerful. There has never been a time when it is more important to listen to him than now. So what is Jesus, our shepherd, saying to us? Let's turn to that reading from John chapter 4. And it says, if I had to take one chapter of the Bible to a desert island, I would take John chapter 14. It says it all, particularly the truth of the Holy Trinity. And if I could take two chapters, it would be Psalm 23 would be the other one. Anyway, coming back to the reading, I just want to highlight verse 27, the last verse. And I think it must be a huge encouragement for us all as we try to keep our spirit strong and the spirit leg of our stool grounded. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. So Jesus gives us his peace through the Holy Spirit. Peace is the one of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, the third, love, joy, peace. The love of God is in us, that gives us the Christian joy, which leads on to peace. And he goes on, I do not give to you as the world gives. In other words, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding in the old money, is not worldly peace. When the world is not at peace, for example, in the pandemic as now or in war, God's peace is still there, spiritual peace, the peace sheep get from their shepherd, all weather, uphill and down dale, over rough and smooth, and so on. We need that peace to keep our spirit leg grounded. And Jesus ends with, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Wonderful emphasis Nikki put on that. Thank you, Nikki, when you read that. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Fear can paralyze faith. And perhaps that's why the words fear not, or in that another similar translation, fear not, appear 365 times in the Bible, one for each day of the year, if you like. I'd just like to close by reading a very short story. In one particular tribe in India, it was the custom that on a boy's 13th birthday, he had to spend the night on his own in the depths of the jungle. This was the tribe's rite of passage from boyhood. Pass this test, and you had proved that you were a true man. The fateful night came for one young man. Every sound made him jump. Every animal cry caused him to tremble. And more than once he thought about giving up and making his way back to the safety of his village. But he stayed, and gradually through the thick tangled trees, the first rays of light began to herald the coming of morning. As the light grew stronger and stronger, and the young man began to make out the shapes around him, he was astonished to see the figure of his father, not far away, a gun by his side. All night long, he had been there keeping guard, watching over his son to make sure that no harm befell him. And the son thought to himself, if only I had known that my father was there, I wouldn't have been frightened at all. Isn't that a marvelous picture? It could almost have been one of Jesus' parables. So let's take heart and encouragement that Jesus is with us as that boy's father was. Jesus, our shepherd, God the Son, lived for us, died for us, rose again for us, and is with us now through God the Holy Spirit, and is our link to God the Father, the amazing God the Holy Trinity, exactly as promised in John chapter 14. Jesus lived on this earth. He knows what each of us is going through. He loves you. He will give you the spiritual peace you need and take away your deep down fears if you let go and turn to him and follow him as your shepherd. And please do. And if you feel in a good place, do please try to pass on the love, grace, and truth of Jesus. And that's our ESC mission statement. Pass on the love, grace, and truth of Jesus in some way or other. Pass it on to someone else who may be fearful and far from peaceful deep down in their spirit. The Lord, our shepherd, wants us to be encouraged, to be an encourager. Just bow your head for a moment. Very short prayer, and I'll do it in the first person, if I may, on behalf of each one of us. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for being my shepherd when I need spiritual comfort, strength, and guidance to keep my spirit strong. Help me stay close to you now.